The meaning of the parable Deacon John just read us is very clear. It's pretty cut and dry. The Jewish leaders that Jesus is talking to, they're the people who said that they would obey God and then did not when God was right within their midst in front of their faces. And the tax collectors and the prostitutes are those who said that they would go their own way, do their own thing, but then they changed their minds and their hearts, and they did take God's way and follow God. But the key to the correct understanding of this parable is this. It's not really praising anyone, either a type of person that's described by those groups. It's setting a picture before us of two very imperfect sets of people. Neither was better than the other. Neither son in the story was the kind of son who would bring full joy to his father. Both were unsatisfactory, but the one who in the end obeyed, of course, he ended up choosing the better part. So who would be the ideal son? The ideal son would be a son who accepted his father's orders with obedience and with respect, and who unquestionably and fully carries out those orders. It's a tall order. You know, we've all heard the saying, talk is cheap, and this parable teaches us that promises can never take the place of action, and bold words are never a substitute for bold deeds. This parable shows us that the Christian way is a way of performance and not promise. We will begin our annual stewardship renewal later this month in October. We're doing it a little bit later. Usually we start the end of September and then go into 2 weeks of October, but this year we moved it back a little, and so it'll be the last two weekends of October, and then we will have our commitment Sunday on the first weekend of November. And of course, this is a very special time for everyone in our parish, because we will all be invited, as we are every year, we'll all be invited to make a one-year commitment to various things. To make a one-year commitment to follow Christ by being people who promise to pray, people who promise to participate in the ministries of our parish, and people who give back to God from the financial blessings that God has given all of us. Some of us will probably make commitments, or some commitments that we won't keep. Others may not make commitments, but still participate in some way, but without formally making a commitment to do so, I guess. But keep in mind that by making our commitments as a group, as a whole parish, that really helps us a lot. It helps everybody. Sometimes people say, well, I've filled out a card like that for 10 years or 15 years. Why do I have to do it again? Well, to be a good example for your fellow parishioners. That's why. That's a good reason. And it helps all of us to really be engaged in a stewardship way of life if we're all doing it together. It helps us to be generous in giving of our time and our talent and our treasure, knowing that all of our other parishioners are trying to do the same thing. So it helps us to pray when we have opportunities to pray, when we all promise to do that. It helps us to keep our commitment. It helps us to be generous in giving of ourselves in parish ministries. It helps us to be generous in our sacrificial giving that we give of our money when we know everybody else is striving to do the same. And you know, I said the word sacrificial when I talk about our offerings that we give. And what does that mean? It's sacrificial giving. Well, it means that we're giving back to God. We're so grateful and so thankful for all that God gives us that we give back our first fruits, as the scriptures say. We give back our first fruits to him. That's what I'm talking about. That's what makes it sacrificial. And so This parable that we've heard isn't a parable we can say, well, I want to be like that brother. No, I want to be like that brother. Rather, it's a parable that points out to us that the ideal son or daughter of our Father in heaven is the one who accepts the Father's orders with obedience and with respect, and who unquestionably carries out those orders.